Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today it would seem that the chest containing his unconscious form has been left to the whims of a merciless sea. We'll learn more about it in a moment. But right now, here's Dan McCullough with some very exciting news.
Say, Dan, have I got news for you today. Big news, exciting news, doggone thrilling news. Listen, there's a brand new series of buttons coming out, one in each package of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, different from any buttons you've ever had. These are comic buttons, 18 different ones in all, each one with a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite comic strip characters. Boy, what a thrill you'll get out of these new comic buttons. What chuckles. There's a Superman, of course, and a Moon Mullins, and Smiling Jack, and Smokey Stover. 18 different buttons in all, each one brilliantly colored with a sparkling white background, each one made of real sturdy metal. Each one a real eye-catcher you'll be proud to wear on your skirt or dress or cap. Now, how do you get these new comic buttons? Well, here's the dope. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So make sure your mother gets you some Kellogg's Pep tomorrow. Then, see which prize you find inside. One of these brand new comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. There's a button, a prize for you, in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. A piece of steel of all his strength when he comes within 10 feet of it. Planning to make millions by selling the mysterious metal to Superman's enemies, a woman called the Scarlet Widow stole the kryptonite from the Metropolis Museum. And when Superman made a desperate attempt to recover it, he lost consciousness. The widow placed him in a cedar chest with a small piece of the kryptonite and consigned the chest and Superman to the bottom of the sea. The incoming tide carried the chest to a sandbar near shore, where it was seen by a fisherman and his young daughter, Abby. The fisherman refused to battle a powerful riptide to rescue what he thought was a worthless box. And as we continue now, in their shack on the beach, his daughter Abby interrupts her cooking to stray to the window. Listen.
Pa?
Yeah?
I think that storm's going to blow itself out to the north.
Yeah, sounds like it might have said, Abby.
Pa?
Yeah, what now?
That box is just stuck on the bar.
The tide will be all in soon. It'll lift her off.
The box might float out to the sea.
There won't be no harm done. That old box is worthless.
But, Pa, you promised if the storm didn't blow up, we'd go and get it.
I promised if so be the tide lifted her off in the bar and brought her in past the worst of the rips, which it ain't done. Now, you forget that old box, Abby, and tend to the supper you got in the stove.
All right, Pa.
Abby?
What, Pa?
You're crying.
No, I'm not, Pa.
Yes, you be. Is it just kind of that old box?
Not just.
Well, what then?
Thinking about the party at the Grange Hall Saturday night. Now all I've got to wear is these overalls. Pa, I'm getting too big to wear overalls now, except in the boat.
Abby, come here.
Yes, Pa?
Abby, do you know, could I get you one of them fine dresses at the store and get it?
Oh, I know, Pa. It's just that...
Just what?
Oh, you're so stubborn, Pa. You say there ain't anything in that box on the bar.
There ain't.
Well, you don't know, Pa. Not for sure. Maybe there is something in it. Maybe there's dresses or money or something we can sell for. Things we need so bad, Pa.
I tell you, there ain't. It's just a worthless old box. Anyone with two eyes can see it.
All right, Pa. I can't go out for it myself. I won't mention it no more, Pa.
Don't you? Dresses in that old box. Money. There ain't nothing in it, I tell you. Stop sniffling. You, just like a woman. You'll never see the beat of it. You, Abby, get that line off in the hook and come along.
Where, Pa?
You know where. We're going after that box.
Oh, Pa.
Yes, I'll just show you your old pa knows what he's saying. Now get that line and bring it to the dory.
Oh, wait, Pa. Oh, wait for me. Pop, it's still there, Pa, ain't it?
Yep. He's stuck in the sand good. I don't like the looks of that riptide, though. Get caught in it and we ain't got a chance.
Oh, I ain't afraid. Not with you. Everyone says you're just about the best hand with a boat they ever see.
Well, I'll need to be. Good thing that storm veered off. If we can work in close to the rocks and hit the bar above the rip, there's enough water over the bar now to come down to your stranded box. It ain't going to be easy bringing it back, though.
Oh, you can do it, Pa. You can do anything.
Now you got your old Pa doing what you want. He ain't no more stubborn old mule, huh?
Oh, I never called you a mule. You're just about the finest Pa a girl ever had. And I'm just hoping there's something in that box for you, too, Pa.
Not even a moldy cracker, I'll bet you. Throw the line in the dory, Abby, and help me shovel it to water.
All right, Pa.
Come on now. Push. That's it. There we are. Well, wait for this roar, Abby.
Yeah.
Now get in. Set in the bow and be ready to push if and we pitch into the rock.
All right, Pa. Pa?
Yep?
You figure the tide might get pulled the box into the rip?
It might.
Then it'll smash to pieces. We'll lose it, Pa.
Won't be losing nothing.
Pa, don't say that. Hurry, Pa.
This is a job that can't be hurried. We'll be there soon enough, though. Ain't more than 30 or 40 yards. Just the rip we got to be careful of. And them rocks. Watch sharp now, Abby. I'm going to come in close.
I'm watching. Hey, look out, Pa, that big rock.
Yes, I see it. Had to shave that one close to the rip of the head.
Oh, Bob, it's still there.
Good thing if you'd never seen it. We're taking a fool's risk, we are, Abby.
Oh, maybe there'll be something fine in it. Look.
Look at what?
The box. Kind of a green gold shining through it.
Don't mind the box. Mind them rocks.
What do you suppose makes that green gold? Look at it, Paul.
I told you. Abby, watch out.
Oh, what's the matter?
We're going to smash up on the rock.
Abby, where are you?
Abby! Here I am,
Pa!
I see you! Swim for the bar! Just ahead!
Yeah.
Don't let the rip get you! Keep going straight!
I know, Pa!
You're almost there! Keep going!
Pa!
Now, don't talk! Swim! Swim straight, girl! Straight! You're almost there. Now, you feel the bar under you?
Yes,
Pa. Don't slip off. Don't slip off. You'll be in the rift. Grab onto the box there.
I've got it.
Good. Hang on. I'll be right there.
Grab my head, Pa.
All right. You hang on with both hands. I can make it.
It's
a good thing we were so close to the bar. Hang on good to the box, Abby.
I pulled the dory smash, Pa. I was watching the rocks like you told me. Oh, how are we going to get back?
Well, we got to hope this here box stays put till the tide's all in. If so be, we can swim out of the way and work back round the rip to shore.
If the box comes loose before the tide, darling.
Yeah, let's not be thinking about that.
I wish I'd never seen this old box. Ain't nothing good in it, I know. Oh, just the dory.
Well, ain't no use taking on about that now, Abby.
Oh, I know, Pa, I'm a wicked girl. Pa! Pa, the box is coming loose.
And here she be. Hang on tight, Abby.
Pa! Pa, we got these swept into the river. help!
Hang on to the box, Abby! Hang on for your life!
Frantically, the old fisherman and his daughter Abby cling to the cedar chest in which lie the unconscious Superman and the deadly kryptonite as the powerful surging tide lifts it from the sandbar. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, let's stand by for a friendly tip.
You know, gang, I got a preview of those swell new comic buttons, the new prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. I saw some of them this morning, and I could hardly wait for time for Superman so I could give you the big news, because I had an idea you'd be just as excited about them as I am. Think of it, 18 different buttons in real brilliant colors on sturdy metal, each one with a picture of one of your favorite comic strip characters, like Moon Mullins and K.O., Orphan Annie, her dog Sandy, and Superman, of course. 18 brand new buttons to collect and trade with your friends and wear pinned on your shirt or dress or jacket. Talk about a swell hobby. Boy, this is it. And the best part is, you don't have to send in any money for these new comic buttons, not even a box stop. You can't buy them anywhere. They're an exclusive prize for you in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So ask Mom to get you some Pep tomorrow. Then see which prize you find inside, one of these nifty new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Get set to collect them all. There's one of these exciting prizes in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Their dory wrecked in their effort to secure the cedar chest containing Superman, which was stuck on a sandbar. The fisherman and his young daughter, Abby, cling frantically to the chest as the incoming tide dislodges it and sweeps it into a savage, rushing riptide.
Hang on to the box, Abby, or you'll be pulled under.
When they took out the
people. This whole box pulled together. You were out of the rip.
Paul! Paul!
Hang on to the box, they say.
Come to Paul!
Oh, land of mercy, she is. If she busts up, we're done for, Abby.
Paul! Oh, I'm afraid. Paul! Oh, the green gold jumper.
Where?
He's sinking now. Came out of the box.
Phosphorus in the water, likely. Hang on, Abby. Hang on.
Oh!
The box is coming to pieces. Hang on to me, Abby.
Oh, I'm dropping.
Look easy, girl. Easy. I got you.
Oh, what do you know, good box? Oh, look.
Huh?
In the box. It's a man.
Lend your mercy. Abby.
I'm drowning. Help.
Fighting desperately but helplessly in the savage riptide, Abby and her father are hurled violently apart, whirled over and over, then dragged beneath the surface as the cedar chest containing the unconscious figure of Superman is ripped to shreds. What will happen to them? And to the Man of Steel. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when we learn the fate of Superman and of Abby and her father. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. What's the good word, gang? It's Kellogg's. Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes. The happy combination of fruit and cereal that makes breakfast loads of fun. Crisper, toasty, fresh flakes. Delicious. Vine-ripened honey-sweet raisins. Delicious. Flakes and raisins teamed up together. Doubly delicious. And those seedless raisins are so naturally sweet, you can go easy on Mom's precious supply of sugar. Kellogg packs a lot of nutrition in this double feature treat, too. Ask Mom for Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.